ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the Dandy Show, insights and wonderings of two random minds.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, brought to you by Bud, King of Beer. This is not actually brought to you by Bud, King of Beer. I give to you the Dandy Show! Hi, everybody.
Let's get dandy.
Let's get dandy.
How's it, D-Boy?
Yeah, it's not been too bad, mate. How about yourself?
It's very good.
Yeah, good. Anything interesting been happening in your neck of the woods?
Not really. We had some rain today, which is good.
I know the whole country is abuzz with the rain.
Yes, and what a bit of rain it was.
Yeah, but you got to love that about New Zealand, really, or New Zealand, as our Prime Minister likes to call it, that leading the news tonight was a good 10 minutes of rain falling. And I kind of think in other countries maybe you'd lead with mass murderers, you know, disasters, or stuff like that. But New Zealand, no, we got 10 minutes dedicated to the rain.
Yeah, we'd have a mass murderer if he did it in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be like way at the top of the news. Today he killed in the rain.
Yeah, and then the blood would probably contaminate the rainwater and it wouldn't suit farmers.
Yeah, oh, we don't like this blood water at all.
Yeah, oh, it's terrible. Rather go back to a drought.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is probably true, you'd probably rather have a drought than a mass murderer.
I thought you said trout. I was like, how come he's bringing fish into this?
He's just, he's like that. He's a badass motherfucker. He's got some shit going on.
Yeah, those farmers are crazy. Yeah,
death by trout.
That would be a funny way to go. I think I saw on TV someone, they were fishing and it, some sort of fish flew into their mouth and they choked and died. It's like those weird ways to die. Yeah.
Do you reckon that people talked about it and said, well, at least he died doing what he loved?
Deep throating a trout.
Exactly. He was practicing for a hot dog eating competition and they're taking it to new lengths. Cross training.
That's right. I'd love to deep throat a trout. That's how I want to go, love.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be good.
I like that. I like sayings like that, like, the other one I love is, if, say, there was a mass murderer, that there's always someone that's like, oh, I never really suspected. I mean, he was such a gentle giant.
Yeah, you get that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we should probably do some shout-outs this week. We've increased our listening audience beyond Sue, so shout-out to Lani and Evo. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks very much.
Our iTunes comments are looking a bit dry. So I might create quite a few accounts and just log in and say lots of different stuff so that iTunes continue to support us.
I think that's very apt for New Zealand, though, because we're quite dry here at the minute. So maybe soon we'll have some comment rainfall.
Well, yeah, we're having a comment drought, if you will.
That's right.
Yeah. And next week we'll dedicate the first 10 minutes to the comment rainfall of this, rather than leading with anything serious like we do currently.
That's right. We will read your comment, Mum, so please put one.
Please. Actually, if you don't know how to access iTunes, Mum, I will talk you through it. If you Skype me, we can screen share. I can tell you what to say. It'll be fine.
Great.
Great. Last week we talked a lot about being manly, and I went out and did a very manly activity this weekend and went fishing in the ocean with some fishermen. And
was it on like a proper boat thing?
Yeah, there was 11 of us on this proper boat and we left at 6 in the morning and got back at 8 at night and went out in the ocean.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome, except permanently feeling uncomfortable about not being manly enough. Like right from the minute the guy phoned me to say we were going fishing, I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Where do you want to meet? And he's like, we'll just meet at that wharf that your whole school went fishing at. And I was like, I wasn't on that trip. Where's that wharf? You know, it's just down there. I don't know where it is. I've gone for a drive down there and there's three wharfs. Which one is it? The guy's like, oh, man,
right
just
now,
get there.
You're sounding very manly to me. So Betty was glad he had that manly conversation with you. Where's the wolf? Where's the wolf?
Yeah. So that was it. Was an interesting lead in, and then I got there, and he was like, his name's Dick as well, which is awesome.
I went fishing with Dick. That is quite manly. Going fishing with Dick.
Exactly.
It's like you take your penis with you because it's so manly.
Exactly, and you try, but you try to. It's really hard to call out "Hey Dick" without going like "Hey Dick."
Yeah. Hey Dick.
Yeah.
I think you need to call him Big Dick or something like that. Yeah. Yo, Big Dick, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah. How's it hanging, Dick?
Now I just want to ask.
Yeah.
Like after the phone call, like when he hung up,
yeah,
did you then think, holy shit, I'm going to have to get my manly fishing clothes on?
Yes, Damien, but my manly fishing clothes consisted of a pair of basketball shorts and a pair of soccer socks and some basketball shoes and a t-shirt and a hoodie.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was in a hat. You know, and I had a big beard, and I thought maybe my beard at the time, it's about 6 weeks growth, and it was getting quite fluffy. So I thought, well, maybe I'll look more like a fisherman.
Yeah, if I like Deadliest Catch. Keep this on. Got to have a beard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, which is what I talked about a lot when I got on the boat, was Deadliest Catch. But I think they're not really interested in talking about that, because probably to them, Deadliest Catch is for pussies. And they're on this tiny boat bouncing around, and they love it.
And there was Big Dick.
They were there with Big Dick. And I'm sorry, I'm making light of his name. He was awesome, but just a real manly man. Because someone told me that they had bacon. That was the so got on the boat and then said, "Oh, I hear you have bacon, so I brought some bacon and some eggs." And he was like, "Oh, well, I've got my own home cured bacon that I went out hunting and killed a pig." And I was like, "All right." I went to the shop. And then I put my bag down on the top bunk and it fell off, and I knew instantly that all the eggs had smashed inside my bag. So I was like, I'm not going to admit anything. I'm just going to let that shit sit there. And then so we went out sailing, and the dolphins started swimming alongside the boat. Oh. I was like, oh my God, it's so cool. Totally wicked. There's these dolphins. Everyone busts out their smartphone. When I say everyone, I mean everyone that was a landlubber townie. Busted out their phones and were taking photos of the dolphins, and the four guys that were on board just to fish were just like, oh yeah, mate, you get sick of these after about 10 minutes. They'll be with us all day. And I never got sick of them. They were with us all day.
You don't get sick of dolphins, Dave.
No, I was like, woo, look at those dolphins jumping in and out of the wake. They're smart.
Yeah. I would always, like, every time the dolphin said a word, I'd be like, what? There's a fire down at the old barn? Well, I'll be there, Flipper.
Exactly.
I couldn't help myself. I'd want to talk to that dolphin all day.
Yeah. And, later in the day, there was these albatrosses, and I was definitely humanizing them and talking to them and insinuating that they were all sort of of a royal variety that would just be like, oh, no, I'm not scavenging. No, I'm not interested in scavenging, but if you do throw a fish near me, I will eat it. And then also you'd throw some stuff at them, and they'd all sit down, like about five albatrosses eating it, and I'd be like, look at them all at their table, eh? None of those seagulls are allowed in the albatross table, isn't that right, boys? It's not at all a conversation to have with serious manly fishermen.
Oh,
they just looked at
that.
Me like I was a dick.
Yeah.
And just like no comprehension of what I was doing at all.
I like that, because I think you're right. Albatross, they have a higher status, eh? So they would be a bit posh. And they probably wouldn't just take any fish. Like, they're not going to eat your bait. They want to eat the fish that you pull in.
Yeah, and they weren't particular, the bigger bits they were into, but they'd also, like, swoop in and a seagull would have a bit, and they'd just be like, uh-uh, and the seagull would just let go of it. Like, whoa, okay. Yeah. But,
don't
you know,
fuck with an albatross.
No, exactly. They are badass. And also, they have wings that kind of fold up like a transformer. Like, they don't just fold in. They sort of fold in and then down and back in. So, also a really unmanly thing to do is go, kick or kick, every time one's landing. Autobots!
That's awesome. I think that is quite manly. And I have quite a few friends that are computer geeks that would enjoy that.
Yeah. Once we threw the rods over the side, well, the lines, not the whole rod, I learned that also that was not something to do.
You learned that the hard way?
Yeah. Two rods into it. No, I mainly caught barracuda, which are a horrible fish and a lot of teeth.
Yeah.
And then it was just a matter of every time I pulled one in going, aha, and they'd have to run over and unhook it and take it off. And I was allowed to hit one once with a mullet. A mallet between the eyes.
So you fished up a mullet so you could hit the other fish with the mullet?
Yeah, it was an Aussie guy called Jacko.
It's real cannibalistic.
Yeah. Oh, it's just going with the hairstyle. Just, and I caught a shark
probably,
once.
Were there a couple of mullet hairstyles there? That's what I imagine when I think of fishermen.
No, it was a guy that had a completely shaved head.
Did they? Yeah, all of them?
Oh, no, he was like an older man with a hairline similar to myself if he didn't bick it.
We're talking about Dick?
No, Dick had flowing hair and a moustache. It wasn't really a mullet, though. It was more kind of like, I don't know, if he put a lot of grease through it and slicked it back, he'd look like Mafioso, but without the slick back, it was just, you know. Just everything I did, I just felt inadequate, basically. Like, even bringing the fish in and trying to unhook it, like, the guy said, oh, you just do this, and you just grab hold of the fish and pull the hook out and throw it back in the water when it was too small. I grab a hold of the fish, it would flip in my hands and get out of my hands and swim around and get hooked even worse. And then I'd try and unhook it, and the guy would just be like, ah, mate, just give it here. Fucking hell. Click, 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 throw it back in. But just everything. They were anything that was just, I was just horrible, as just felt very unmanly. And then at lunchtime, they're like, oh, yeah, oh, do you guys want to come in and have some venison? I was like, cool, where'd you buy the venison from? I don't learn my lesson, and but not Dick, but another guy went, oh, I was just in the hill last week and I shot a deer, and so I've just butchered it myself, and it's venison. I was like, oh, cool, I've also got a couple of sausages in my bag that I brought from...
Did you butcher them yourself?
New World, no, but I did the one thing I had done myself that really didn't earn me any credit either. I was like, oh, someone gave me a box of tomatoes the other week, and I made my own homemade tomato sauce, so you can have some of that on your venison if you want.
Yeah.
No, mate, it's all right, thanks. I was like, oh, I can just leave it on the boat. You can use it whenever you want. No, it's okay, mate.
Didn't want your sauce.
I left it anyway. I was like, yeah, it's manly. Take my man sauce.
I think it's hard to be manly when you're not.
Yeah, and I kept trying to console myself that if they came to see me in my natural environment, I would be better than them. But I sense that they'd be able to put together a wheelchair equally as well as what I can. But, I mean, they're real awesome dudes, but they must have just got so sick of us being so shit.
Yeah.
And so bad. And not like, I was like, okay, I'm going to take beer on because it's manly, and we're going to drink beer. And I was like, oh, we're going out, I need to get some good beer. So I went to the craft beer aisle and brought all this craft beer. And
you brought flash beer. Were they just drinking like spates? Or?
Yeah, exactly. Tui, a lot of tui and stuff. And then, you know, you just had to piss off the boat as well, which was fine, but just even felt inadequate with my pissing, to be honest. It's just...
Yeah, I couldn't do it, because what if it gets all over the boat?
Yeah, and that would have been what would have happened with me, or the boat would have rocked and I just would have fallen off the edge, pissing on myself and then into the water. So
it was... And then the albatross would be like, oh, yeah. Look at him.
Oh, no, you'd never catch me doing... Well, sorry about that. Yeah, but I mean, it was cool. It was a real fun day, and I was laughing heaps at my own jokes, and they just made it funnier that they were just looking at me like, no, albatross don't think like, they're just a bird, man.
They're not just a bird. They mate for life.
That might not win them over me saying that either. But
that's true.
I'm trying to think, at one point I broke into musical songs, but don't think that was on the boat. So that might be all right. That would have been really bad.
But the HMS Pinafore.
Yeah.
All the boat musicals I know.
Yeah.
You could do Sweeney Todd. I think there's a wee boat song at the start of that.
Yeah, and at one point I tried to impress him with my nautical knowledge as well, and I was like, oh, yeah, mate, I used to work on the ferry between Liverpool and Dublin. But it doesn't... He's just like, a ferry? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, you need to call it another name, the man boat or something. We took the man boat across the... Man boat across the Mersey.
Yeah, and then it was really, really calm, so no big deal. And we got back to shore and I stepped off and I was like, oh, it still feels like I'm on the boat, it's rocking here. And it was, for me. I tried to have a shower at night and shut my eyes and like fell against the wall and stuff because my whole vestibular system was out of whack. But
yeah, very manly story, that one.
There's nothing... It's just very, very, very obvious where I stand in a man pecking order. I would not survive a nuclear holocaust, I'm telling you now.
No, Lord of the Flies, I'd be the pig that everyone eats.
Yeah. I'd probably just volunteer and then I'd be like, look, guys, clearly it's me. So can you just kill me quickly?
I don't know, though, because it, like, if it was a situation where, you know, you had to fight to survive, I get quite hungry. Yeah. And then my instincts just take over. I'd like eat anything.
Yeah, so maybe you would be more survivalist than me, but...
But the only problem is I'd probably get starving after about 10 minutes. So I don't know how I'd do after 20 minutes.
Yeah. You were only out there for 45 minutes and you ate three people. Yeah, well...
They were just small people.
Yeah. I was a bit foolish to first of all eat the skipper. Anyway,
The skipper, the architect, the doctor. Whoopsie!
No, delicious.
What do you do, Damien? I'm a drama teacher.
Yeah.
Everybody circle up.
Here we go. and even, sorry, the last thing we had to do was wash down the boat when we got back, and I couldn't even do that properly because he has a particular way of washing the boat, and I think I just got in the way and just pissed him off more. So I'm hoping we get invited back, but that might be it. But I guess for them, though, it's probably quite, like, affirming. Like, yeah, we are the shit.
Yeah, and I wonder if what you said before is, like, when they get out of their own environment, I wonder if they're just as uncomfortable as we are in their environment.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I'd like to one day maybe phone them and be like, hey, guys, I hear that Phantom of the Opera's coming. Do you want to go watch that?
Oh, yeah. I
don't think that's a response, but then I could be to them, oh my god, it was amazing, they'd be totally out of their depth, but I don't think it's quite the same.
You could sing all the songs to them. Sing my fisherman of music. Yeah, that would be good.
But yeah, it was a good day. We caught enough fish to feed ourselves. And then the other terrible thing I did is, like, whose chili bin's that? And he's like, I don't know, I think it's one of your guys. And I was like, I think it's one of yours. And he's like, no, it's definitely one of your guys. And I went, okay, I'll take it then. Brought it home, but I was so tired after getting up. I got up at 5 to 5 and didn't get home until about 8:30. And I was like, yeah, and, you know, feeling like the whole house was swinging around. So I cut up the fish I had. They'd filleted it all, of course, because we're useless and can't do that. But I cut it into more decent sizes for cooking. And... but I had this other chili bin for, and I was like, oh, it must be one of our guys. I'll just throw it in the freezer. And then Dick rang the next morning and was like, oh, yeah, it was one of my guys. And I was like, oh, you're cool. What do you want me to do with it? And he goes, well, you know, whatever you do, don't freeze it. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I just didn't admit that I'd froze it and just gave him the chili bin with the lid on and said, oh, see you later, mate. Catch you around. Thanks very much.
He'll probably know when he opens it and they're frozen.
Yeah. I've probably sabotaged everything. We'll never go on that trip again unless he's just like, hey guys, I'm going to take these guys out. They're the most useless people in the world. Do you want to come watch them? Yeah.
So anyway, why can't they freeze fish? Because they want to eat it fresh.
Yeah, I guess. And I'm not sure if you can refreeze fish.
I'm sure the albatross would have scoffed at your freezing their fish as well. Oh, I can't believe he's freezing that. He could be eating it fresh. Yeah.
Well, just yesterday I was eating cod livers, and now... No, you're plying me with frozen grouper, you bastard.
I only freeze shark.
Yeah, I caught a shark.
Did you?
Yeah, it was only about sort of half a meter long, so it wasn't that big. But I caught honestly the worst fish to catch. So sharks fight a bit and are hard to get in, and so are barracuda. And cod was really easy to get in, and I just spent my whole day catching barracuda and shark. And I was like, oh my god, it's like so much effort for such a shit fish. Anyway, the shark came in, and I was like, oh, what do I do? And the guy's like, I'll take care of it. And he just dived on it and, you know, stuff. And I was like, and he's like, back. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll probably get my foot taken off. I'll stay here. And then the shark bit through the line and everything just fell apart. And he just picked it up by its tail and did like a hammer throw of it. Spun around a couple of times on the deck and threw it out.
Oh, so it wasn't big enough to eat? Or is shark meat too yuck?
I don't think shark meat's that good.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. You know, and then they cut open fish and like, wow, look at the guts of this one. It's just eating another fish. And there was another fish inside it. And I was like, oh yeah, it's cool.
Like a turducken or whatever they're called.
Yeah, well, fishkin.
A fishkin.
Yeah.
A fish inside a fish inside a fish.
It's amazing.
That'd be quite hard to do, wouldn't it?
I think so.
You'd have to have a whale eating a shark eating a normal-sized fish.
Yeah.
It's got a way shark fish.
And imagine the size of the deep fry. You'd have to have to deep fry that motherfucker.
Someone would make it. They'd be like, yeah, this is such a good idea. Oh, they probably have quite a few of them in certain parts of the country.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was their fishing. It was awesome. It was honestly a real cool experience, but just very emasculating or whatever. It's just like, oh, yeah, I'm not a real man. I'm probably never going to be one. But I guess part of being a real man is admitting who you are.
You should have imagined that there was a camera there and you could have talked like into the camera like you were on Deadliest Catch.
Yeah.
This is the worst weather we've seen.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Well, also,
I just caught a shark.
Well, I tried a little bit of that when we caught the first fish. It's like, woo! Yeah!
Look at our haul.
Nothing else. Nothing.
Yeah. This is worth $2.50 in the fish and chip shop. Yeah, Dave's I think you could definitely manly it up.
Yeah.
But then when will it stop? Because I reckon if you did 8 hours of manlying, when you get home, you'd still be in man mode and everyone would get confused.
Yeah. Well, the very next day I shaved off my beard straight away. I didn't feel I'd earned it.
And then you put your 80s moustache on.
Yeah, I reckon, not quite, but I look a little bit like what I imagine a 1980s policeman would look like.
You looked exactly like, is it Perot?
No, that's what someone said. It said he's got hair, hasn't he?
Kind of, yeah, but you looked like him. You had that kind of French Herschel detective Perot look.
Yes, which is good. And then shortly after that, I shaved it down even narrower, but that wasn't a look I could put on there.
A wee bit like a
1940s dictator, yeah. Yep, so that anyway, it's all gone now. And the people at work went to me, oh my God, your face is looking way skinnier. And I was like, I just shaved off my beard. Did you have a beard? Yep.
Nice.
So once again, emasculating. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my weekend. What'd you get up to?
Oh, none of my stories are as good as that.
Okay.
Didn't really do much.
Oh, that's a 22-minute story. That's pretty good.
What's a good story?
Yeah. Do we think that's worth leaving on for a podcast, or are we just...
Yeah, that one's a good one.
Yeah. Should we cut it there and then maybe talk about some other stuff and see if we can get another 20 minutes, or...
All right.
Okay, well, stay dandy, people.
Dandy!
Dandy! Or as the man would say, hey, I'm not going to use the word dandy because I'm a man, so stay... Just stay doing whatever you're doing.
And I don't really want any other friends. I'm quite happy with my group of mates.
Yeah, choice. All right. Stay dandy.
Beer.
Dandy.
Dandy.
Thank you.
Peace out, homies.